it's like the fox looking after the chicken coop, like, you know, that the, basically it's in the HSE's interest to say that these figures are reducing, and that's the reality of the situation. It is interesting. I mean, I don't think that that would be the feeling that anybody would have on the ground who has to attend A&E, that the things are getting better, and that's really the problem, and that's where the success or otherwise of the minister's intervention should be measured. But the one interesting thing that I think he does say in relation to it is that it's down to investment in beds and staff in the hospitals that is making this impact. And, like, I mean, what a surprise that the minister has actually come to terms with that, that it actually is staff and beds that are going to alleviate this problem. And I'm glad to see that he's realised that now, many years after the problem arises, and hopefully we will start to see investment, continued investment, to increase the bed capacity and the staffing for those beds as well, to reduce waiting times in our hospital.
Would you be of the opinion that if the INMO were to conduct a similar survey as it relates to the first 5 months of this year, that their figures may be slightly different?
I think so, and I think that it would be very interesting to see that exercise done and carried out, and that might actually show up with the minister's own figures. But I do think that the significant thing about what his statement is, his admittance that it is staffing and beds are the problem, and that the alleviating of that problem will actually go a long way towards alleviating overcrowding in the A&Es, and hopefully we'd start to see people having a better experience when they have to use our hospital services.